Chapter 59. Jen's voice on the answering machine said, "Jesse, it's me. I know you're probably still working, but I needed to talk." Jesse drank some from his first drink of the night. "The program is struggling. Syndication isn't going as well as we'd hoped. They're talking about restructuring, and it could mean that there'd be no job for me." Jesse sighed aloud in the empty living room. He took another swallow of whiskey. "I'm scared, Jesse. I don't know what to do. I need to talk to you. I guess I need you. Call me?" Jesse stared into his drink. Ice always had a nice, fresh look to it. Clean looking. He finished the glass and made another. Full glass of ice, 2 inches of scotch, fill with soda, stir with forefinger. "Boy must have bailed on her," Jesse said aloud. Carrying his drink, he walked into the kitchen and looked into his refrigerator. Not much. Maybe later he'd fry a couple of eggs, make a sandwich, maybe some onions. He took his drink back to the living room and sat down. "And I'm the safety net," he said. He laughed without pleasure and drank some whiskey. "Backup," he said. He laughed again and drank again. "A career backup," he said. He looked at his drink. "It's going good," he said. "I'm on the bench. It's going bad, she calls. I rescue her." He drank. He looked at his picture of Ozzie Smith. He looked at his gun and badge lying on the bar. He finished his drink and stood and made another one. He walked with his drink into the bedroom and looked at the picture of Jen on his night table. He gestured at it with his glass. "Here's looking at you, kid," he said. He sat on the bed looking at her. It would be nice to have her home. Be nice to call her and say, "Come on home, I'll look out for you." She enriched a space when she was in it. Her laughter bubbled. Her affection seemed genuine. She was good-looking and funny, and she was smart. He smiled, though not always. If she was to come and stay with him, they'd have sex. Sex with Jen was like sex with no one else. He knew, if he looked at it for a while, that it wasn't so much what she did. It was how he felt. His glass was empty. Drinks disappeared faster, he noticed, the more of them you drank. He stood and walked back to the living room and mixed another. He'd been doing pretty good lately. 2 drinks before dinner, maybe half a glass of wine with dinner. Tonight, not so good. He drank. He looked at the phone. "You keep on doing the same thing you've been doing and expect the results to be different," Jesse said aloud. "You're maybe a little crazy." He looked at his picture of Ozzie Smith and raised his glass toward it. "Maybe even a little obsessive, Oz, you know?" He drank and looked at the phone. Couple more drinks, maybe less, and there'd be no more pleasure to it. Then it would be something else, something dull and needful. "But not yet," he said, and drank, and didn't call.